A great one of our great tourist attractions here in the Hunter is the Richmond Vale Railway Museum. We know they've got the big trains where you can ride on, but this weekend they've got some of the little tiny ones as well. And one of the volunteers at Richmond Vale Railway Museum, Tracy Hamilton, joins us. Good morning, Tracy. Model trains, what is it that we love about model trains? Because people of all ages just get caught up in them, don't we?
Yes, good morning, Mark. I think that's one of the things. It's a family thing, so grandparents, parents, kids can all play trains together.
Absolutely, and it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, you can still just get the enjoyment of watching them go round and round, and of course, a lot of people love building the models as well.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. Do you have any at your place?
Yes.
Okay. How big? Have you got a whole room dedicated to it, or does it take up just a small space?
Half a room.
Okay.
Well, got a fit of bed in there as well.
Sleep on the lounge and just add more trains, Tracy, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Look, at Richmond Vale on the weekend, there is the exhibition. So what are some of the models, the big-ticket items we can look out for?
Oh, we've got a whole range of layouts, including quite a few new layouts that no one has seen before. We've got from N-gauge, which is a very small gauge, up to G-gauge, which is also known as garden gauge. Then, of course, we jump up to 7 1/4-inch miniature trains and, of course, the 4-foot, 8 1/2-inch standard gauge full-size trains.
The displays themselves, how big can we expect some of those to be?
Some of them are quite large. There's two or three in the front, what we call the front room, that pretty much take up the whole space.
No room for a bed there.
No.
and the big trains, will they still be running on the weekend as well?
Yes, they will. And you have to catch the full-size train up to the old Pillar Main Colliery to see the exhibits there as well. So this is the only exhibition where you have to catch a train to see all of the exhibits, which is unusual.
You've got to catch one train to catch another train.
Yes.
Yeah.
What we're doing this year is running a push-pull operation. So we'll have a loco on each end of the train so that we've got a quicker turnaround. So you catch the train up to Pelham Main, have a look at the exhibits up there, wait for the next train and come back on the next one.
Now, unlike the regular train services, can you promise yours will be on or close to time?
Pretty much so, yes.
and while we're there, there is a lot of other great things happening at the museum. Got plenty of food, plenty of drinks and other things happening also?
Yes, for sure. The other thing is we've got the Central Coast British Car Club are coming on Sunday. They've got a number of cars that people can have a look at. We've also got some radio-controlled military tanks. And then we've got, as you said, the food. The sausage sizzle will be running both days. We've got the mining museum will be open. Souvenir shop will be open.
Lots to see. You've got the cars, the tanks, the big trains, the little trains, and a sausage roll or two. What more could you ask for, Tracy?
Not much.
Look, I better let you go and get those locos polished up for the weekend. Thank you for your time this morning. It's Tracy Hamilton from Richmond Vale Railway Museum. A great weekend in store. Should be a lot of fun. It's 18 to 10 at 2NURFM.